There are growing concerns in Northland as lockdowns begin to ease and the borders reopen on December 15th. Honiharawera has slammed the government's decision to allow Aucklanders to travel to the region and says it will create a summer of hell. And it appears his words haven't fallen on deaf ears. Yesterday, senior lecturer at Auckland University of Technology and political theorist Dr. David Hall had this to say on Twitter. No matter what the government says about the border, if Honiharawera doesn't want me in Te Tai Tokorau, then I ain't going to Te Tai Tokorau. Well, that tweet has gained over 1,000 likes and it's garnered a huge response. And the man who tweeted the tweet is with us, David Hall. Kia ora, David.
Kia ora.
Most Aucklanders are counting down the days until they can escape the city, but you're staying put.
Well, Honiharawera, I think, you know, he's demonstrated a lot of mana and foresight and, you know, a lot of integrity in protecting the security and the well-being of his people. And I think if he feels like the timing isn't right, then I think that that needs to be respected.
So does that mean you think it's the wrong decision by the government to allow Aucklanders into the region?
I don't have a professional opinion on that, so I'm not willing to wager on that. But, you know, the government has enabled the right to move outside of Auckland, but just because you have a right to do something, it doesn't mean you need to do it. It's just in the same way that you have a right to free speech, it doesn't mean you ought to go and say rude things or say improper things. I think this is the same sort of situation. We have a right to move under the crown, but there is another authority there, and Honiharawera is expressing it, that, you know, hapu, iwi, whānau up there are feeling uncomfortable about the vaccination rates. My understanding is they're sort of closer to 70%, and they'd like to get closer to 90% before they have large movement into the area. And I think, you know, that's a different source of authority, and it ought to be respected.
Did you actually have plans to go north?
I would have loved to have gone north. I mean, it's been a really challenging few months here in Tāmaki Makaurau. There's no doubt about it. I've got two young children, 2 and 4, and they've only just been going back to daycare. So we've been juggling work and childcare at the same time. So, you know, in my dreams, I would have loved to have got up to Ahipara, which I haven't been to for a few years, actually, since the kids were born. So I've had this dream to take them up there and to enjoy the dunes and the water. It's such a beautiful area, but, you know, under the circumstances, I think it wouldn't be the right decision. And, you know, those beautiful dunes and beautiful waters will still be there for years to come. And we just need to get past this current crisis and, you know, support Te Tai Tokorau to achieve those 90% plus vaccination rates, which will make it safer for visitors and manuhiri to come.
Well, once Aucklanders do get the all clear on the 15th of December, do you think the rest of us can have a clear conscience heading into those towns with low vaccination rates?
I think we all have to make our own decisions about this. But, you know, I think moving from one place that has a, you know, high vaccination rate, but also high spread of the Delta variant, you know, as Auckland does, going into a place that has a lower vaccination rate, I just don't think that that's a sensible move to be making. You know, that's just my own personal opinion. I'm not an epidemiologist and I'm not an expert, and you need to talk to experts on that for a, you know, scientifically informed view. But, you know, it seems to me that that isn't the right situation, because you're moving from a situation with less risk at higher vaccination rates to lower vaccination rates and higher risks. And so if you're bringing the virus with you, which is possible even if you're double vaccinated, then you are putting those communities at risk.
You must have friends, you know, people that you work with who are going out of town, and saying anything to them, or just no judgment and letting them do what they want?
I am actually not sure, because we're all working remotely, and those same, we don't have a chance for office gossip and discussing our plans for summer, really. We've just been pressing on and working through our laptops like a lot of people. So I don't have a clear sense of what other people are doing. But at the end of the day, you know, these are decisions we have to come to ourselves, and everybody has different situations and different decisions to make. I noticed that a lot of the responses to my tweet, came from Ngāpuhi people who, you know, have whakapapa links up to Te Tai Tokoro, who have a wish to return to their whānau and to their whenua. That's an even sharper and harder dilemma than the one I face. I don't have those same family connections up there. It's just a beautiful place to visit for me. So I don't have those hard dilemmas like some people do. Mm. So in some ways, it's an easier decision for me.
And have you heard from Honi Harawira?
No, I haven't.
Did not see it.
But I think the popularity of the tweet just goes to demonstrate, the mana he has been demonstrating, and the respect that people have for him. A lot of people in the replies to the tweet note that they don't disagree with everything that he says, but they fully back him and his position on this.
So summer is looming, and will you be staying home or going camping in Auckland?
Fortunately, in Tamaki Makaurau, we do have some wonderful beaches around here. So, we're not short on options, and we perhaps just have to get creative and think about different places to visit. We've been talking, actually, we haven't spent too much time out towards Hunua and the ranges there. So we're thinking maybe we could plan some bushwalks up in the ranges there.
Sounds good. Have a good Christmas and a great holiday.
All right, cheers, Karen.
Thanks. It's Dr. David Hall on Zoom. Sorry about the delay there, but he ain't going to Te Tai Tokoro for the summer.